After decades of mostly disaster relief duty close to home, the Vermont Army National Guard was sent to war in the years after 9/11. Guard soldiers served in Iraq and Afghanistan. 14 died during those deployments. It's now been 6 years since the Guard completed its last major overseas tour when 1,500 men and women returned from Afghanistan. Despite the passage of time, the Guard's leadership says the organization will never be what it was before 9/11. EPR's Steve Zind has more.
The blotchy green camouflage-painted trucks fueling up at Camp Johnson in Colchester have long been a familiar sight on Vermont's highways. That hasn't changed. But Vermont Guard Adjutant General Stephen Cray says 9/11 marks the end of one era and the beginning of another in the Army Guard's history.
Young men and women that join the Army National Guard today, and the Air Guard as well, know and expect that they are going to be deployed, utilized, more so than they ever were, and certainly more before 9/11. I think that's a new reality.
That reality involves more time spent training, which means more days away from jobs and families. The new reality also includes a more distinct possibility that Guard members could be deployed.
The Army is in a 5-year training cycle. So our next opportunity, I guess, if you will, to be available to deploy or to do a mission for the United States would be in 2020. What does that mean over the next few summers for the Army National Guard? What kinds of exercises are coming up? How long will they be? Where would they be going? We don't have any sense that there is a deployment coming, but I want to make sure that families and soldiers and employers understand that there could be.
The possibility of deployments and more time spent training than in the past may discourage some people from joining the Guard. Recruitment has been an issue, although Cray thinks it has more to do with a limited pool of young people in Vermont. The Army Guard did not meet its recruitment numbers for 2015.
We're continuing to struggle to meet our in-strength goals. We need to figure out new ways to incentivize and to recruit.
Only about 30% of the soldiers who deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan remain in the Guard. The steady turnover means the Army Guard needs about 30 new members each month to maintain its numbers. To help meet the recruitment goals, Cray is asking the state to offer Guard members free tuition at state colleges.
In fact, we're the only state in New England that doesn't offer this.
Today, there are 2,600 members of the Vermont Army Guard, a few hundred fewer than during the deployments. The Adjutant General is elected to a 2-year term by the legislature, and Cray's second term ends in February. He says he'll ask lawmakers to reappoint him to the post. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.